The Africa Report.
We go now to Jean-Jacques Cornish for the Africa Report. Bonjour.
Bonjour to you, Lindsay.
Of course, we're going a little bit further in Africa. Israel now suspending a new deal with UN on getting rid of African migrants.
Yes, most of these come from Eritrea and Sudan, and there's about 42,000 of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't come. I mean, they came through, and most of them have been stopped now because of a wall that's been built.
Yeah.
But get rid of them at all costs attitude was actually deplored by many Israelis abroad, many opposition figures in Israel, and including a number of Holocaust survivors and former ambassadors, people like that. So Benjamin Netanyahu had to think again. He'd actually paid Uganda and Rwanda to take these migrants. And, you know, it just felt that it was inhuman the way he was getting rid of them. So he made a deal with the UN Refugee Agency, and the migrants then would go to other countries, Canada, Italy, most importantly, not actually named, but we know those are the two. There have been more than 16,000 of the migrants would go there. So Benjamin Netanyahu said, well, that's more than we were hoping to get rid of through the other sources, so it's working for us. But he's come under extreme attack from the right wing, saying you're giving in, you're dilly-dallying, you're not doing your job. So he's actually suspended this deal, or implementation of the deal. The UN confirms the actual deal. So things remain a little bit in flux, but we do hope that the migrants being booted out of Israel, I mean, they faced rewards if they got out, in jail if they didn't, all sorts of pressure put on them. But we hope that there's a happy-ish ending for them.
And, of course, as you say, it's not a small group of people.
No, 42,000 who were there at the moment.
Yeah.
And mostly around Tel Aviv. And so that's the other thing. Tel Aviv residents saying, you know, that they're being swamped by these people and using words like that. To once you get into that, you know, you're in a world of pain, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Tel Aviv, quite a crowded city at the best of times. The other story also in Somalia, and you've got South African Union peacekeepers and battling, as usual, with Islamist insurgents.
You know, they're talking about winding down the number of African Union peacekeepers.
Yeah.
But at Bulama, which is about 130 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu, they put a car bomb outside the entrance, blow that up, and started an attack. It was hours long. I don't know what the death toll is, but it's just indicating again that Al-Shabaab, the group who have been hoofed out of the cities, is able to come back and mount indiscriminate acts of terrorism around the place and operations that, you know, just to show that it's still operative, but very, very damaging to Somalia. And, you know, the country battling just to return to normality, to sort of, and having to face this kind of onslaught again and again. More power, though, and sympathy with the African peacekeepers, you know, who are there and doing a bang-up job, but the people funding that operation, they're saying, whoa, hang on, you know, maybe they don't need them anymore. Well, operations like this prove that they do.
Emmerson Mnangagwa's got some explaining to do on his state visit to China, I hear.
Hasn't he just? You know, look, I mean, Robert Mugabe, I think for us, the idea that China has a no-questions-asked approach to supporting Africa, no questions as in don't put any pressure on them for political and moral reasons, don't ask any questions, say surely you should reform this or not do that, which is what other donors seem to do, or aid partners, as we like to call them. Now China's just kept helping and never asked any questions. And then we had Robert Mugabe with his look east policy, saying, well, you know, the rest of the world has turned their back on us, but you, China, keep backing us. Thank you for that. Emmerson Mnangagwa, now 4 months into his presidency, he did release just a little while ago a looters list, people looting Zimbabwe, and people looting Zimbabwe. And he had Chinese mining companies high up on that list, the top of that list, in fact. Well, China very, very strongly rejected that. So he's gone to Beijing to thank Xi Jinping for backing Zimbabwe amid the Western sanctions. But surely Xi Jinping's going to say, yeah, well, what do you mean by putting our companies on the top of your looters list, you know? So he's got some work to do there. He's going to be treated with all the pomp and ceremony of a Chinese state visit. I think if I was a head of state and I was going to go for a visit to any foreign country, I would choose China. I think they'll do it spectacularly.
Jean-Jacques, thank you as always for your Africa report.
Excellent journée to you.
Bye-bye.